can settle into your seated posture or lying down if that suits better. Just arranging yourself in whatever way is most comfortable for the body. As we come together now for a practice of mindful meditation with Sally Dunn. And so arranging the body now in whatever way feels appropriate for you in this moment. If you are seated, just noticing that your spine is tall, shoulders relaxed. Have a sense of broadness across the chest, so the heart space is open. If you're lying down, perhaps something under the knees, under the head. Letting the whole body lengthen out and rest. And so we'll set our intention for the practice. And our intention here is to observe the flow of loving kindness to ourselves and to others. To bring in a sense of compassion for ourselves in all that we do. And then considering for yourself why this might be of benefit. What would motivate us to look for and draw in compassion for ourselves? And setting the intention in the heart, becoming aware of the breath now. Just observing the flow. Where you feel it most. Whether in the nostrils or the rise and fall of the chest or the belly, as the breath simply flows in and out. And so we're creating the conditions that encourages the mind to settle as we focus on the flow of breath. And if it feels comfortable, just letting the length of the in-breath and out-breath be the same. So equalizing the breath, maybe counting in for 3 or 4 and out for the same count, just for a minute. So that we give the mind a focus, counting the breath in, counting the breath out. And then noticing the exhalation more now. Letting go of the count, see if it's comfortable to let the out-breath be a little bit longer. Noticing how the body wants to settle a little and rest on that longer out-breath. And so there's an awareness of the body and where we're making contact with the chair or with the surface we're on. So in this moment, feeling what you're most aware of in the body right now. Those points of contact. And opening up to the whole body, from the crown of the head all the way down to the feet. What's present? What's here in this moment in the body? Just with a sense of kind attention. Noticing what's here. So if there's some discomfort, not judging it or trying to push it away, but just with a sense of kindness, acknowledging that it's here. Then maybe even a sense of gratitude for all the parts that feel well in this moment. And a sense of the whole body resting in this moment. Resting in this space. Sense of landing fully in the body with your awareness. And the space all around the body. And all that the body can pick up in terms of sound. Or the touch of air. Or simply the placement of the hands. And then just considering, if there was a colour that you associate with kindness, a colour that would represent compassion, just see what comes to mind. Without forcing or struggling to come up with an idea of what that might be, but just let it arise. This colour has all the attributes of what you associate with kindness and compassion. The feelings that kindness generates, sense of warmth, sense of presence, maybe even strength or wisdom. And your colour could be felt quite strongly, or it may feel quite vague or distant or even absent perhaps. And that's all okay. It could even just be simply a felt sense of what that colour might be like. And the colour, of course, can change even within this practice. Or it could be many colours. So just allowing whatever presents itself to be here. And as though this colour could surround you. Or maybe you could visualize it as a scarf or a shawl or a cloak wrapping you in this color. And would it feel okay to allow this color to be absorbed into the body? Perhaps even through the heart, so that this colour could begin to fill the body, bringing with it all those attributes of kindness and compassion. It could be like a soft mist, or have more the qualities of fluid, or even just simply a presence of gentleness. And this colour is here to support us as a resource that we can draw on. And so resting in and with this colour, as though the colour could be fashioned into a strong hammock, to gently rock the body. As the body absorbs the feelings of the colour. There may be some resistance or some blocks to the sensing of this. Nothing wrong here. Just with curiosity, observing how this experience is. And being open to just noticing that. However, this experience unfolds. And as we begin to draw the practice to a close, seeing how you would like to hold this colour for yourself. Perhaps the colour could dissolve gently, knowing that it's only a thought away to invited back in again. Or maybe it could slowly contract into a small little shape of colour that you could hold somewhere in the body, perhaps in the heart. Again, ready to be opened and filled and surrounding the body at any moment that this resource of your compassionate colour is needed or required. And so as we bring the practice to a close, we might take on the wish that this compassionate colour can add benefit and a resource to ourselves as we go through our day. And the benefits might also spread out to those around us in all directions.